where do you think that you guys' responsibility towards the community lies?
Well, I personally think that it's a big job. Like, it's not anything easy. Like, you know, some people, they might think that, oh, being a promoter is it's easy money. It's easy. It's an easy job. It's basically, I could tell you, like, for one production and of an event, it might require like at least 70 hard work of, well, 70 hours of a hard work, yeah, in a week. And on top of that, you have your daily routine at home, work. So, like, what I'm trying to say is,
that's like a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. But to get back to your question, in terms of for the community, I think that, you know, through those events, we have to create, we create opportunities for people, partnerships, sponsorship within the community. Right? You know, it's not an easy job, like Larry was saying, you know, even to get a venue. For obvious reasons.
Yeah. No, it's okay, Sadito. They know we black. We
get all the exactly,
But you guys are getting the venues, which shows you guys are respected in the art and spectacle world. You guys got Beach Club. What? You guys got, enough said. You guys got Beach Club.
Big man Larry, I want to know, Larry, man, you guys have done so much great events. What would be your favorite, like, what would be the ultimate event for you to put together?
I would go with a group called Drew Hill.
Enter the Dragon. Okay. Before you go further, would you make Cisco do the thong song before or at the end of the show?
Maybe at the end of the show for the ladies. No, but for real, that's a group that, like I said before, like, we did Belle of the Vaux, but that's another group that we're thinking about bringing in Montreal, like maybe 10 years ago. But there was some situation that they couldn't make it to Montreal, to Canada, basically. But yeah, if I would do a big show again and I have the opportunity to bring one group, it would be that group.
Man, I wasn't expecting that. Are we doing the Bell Center? Are we gonna shut down the Bell Center? Who plus Belle Laval? What are we doing? Oh, I guess they push the dash in there. What are we doing?
maybe both. We don't know.
Oh man, I love that, man. Montreal, my city, speaking with the Whalen Brothers. Well, two of the conglomerate. You know what I mean? This like the shadow company over here. They're like MI6. But Larry, Rick, I appreciate you guys. Let the people know. A lot of people are asking me, how can I get tickets? It's sold out early. How can people be ahead of the game? How can people see the notifications, see what the events are to come? And I want to let Montreal know, if you guys miss Sunset Vibes, y'all are doing a cabana pool party, right? August 21st.
Correct.
So they could jump on that wave as well. Are tickets available yet for that?
Yes. Yep. They are available and they are moving fast as we speak. I believe the cabanas for that event is already sold out.
I heard that already. A lot of people's mad. They told me to tell you. They real mad. They say, y'all got to do the cabanas like the lottery. we need that on Instagram Live. So
it's like the sneaker app. The party sneaker app.
But my suggestion for your people or the people that saying that they always aware like 24 hours after or something like that, they need to follow us either on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You could follow, what's your Instagram again, Rick?
No, it's Rick Jagger. There's the Sunset Vibe by Wallen Instagram. You know, we have our website as well, Sunset Vibes. So people can subscribe to the newsletter. So that way they get notification. You know, we'll always send to the people that are subscribed to our email list, to our newsletter. You'll always get the link ahead, right?
Couple hours.
That's
before.
Why it goes fast. So I would suggest people. To,
well, I'm signing up to that newsletter today. Montreal, my city, Sunset Vibes. Listen, big interview, the Whalen Brothers.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Thank you. We Groove Records and QCJA Productions presents Uptown Reggae Night, Uptown Reggae Sunday, Night. July 3rd at La Belle Mall, featuring for Toronto 12-time Juno nominee Blessed and Montreal's own Sabu, backed by the Gaia Band. Special guest, Kayla Allen, and music by DJ Big Worm. Doors open 8 p.m., show starts 9 p.m. Uptown Reggae Night, Sunday, July 3rd at La Belle Mall, 4483 St. Laurent Boulevard. Advanced tickets are $20 available at Eventbrite and select locations across town. This is a CKUT co-presentation. Come listen to some reggae music, man.
Attention! Production Sounds presents Montreal Army Fat Part 6.
Fall in line, troop.
St. John Baptist Day, Friday, June 24th.
Look how the whole place a mash up like bam, atomic.
DJs out of New York City, the stage god, Rico Suave.
You know what like we see.
Protocol we have 100.
Alongside Montreal's very own Production Sounds, Fire Joe, Nemesis Sound, Little Vicious, and Crystal Sound. The venue, Studio 303, 9475 Mayor, Montreal. Tickets $30, more after. For more info, contact 514-862-6321 or visit ticketgateway.com. Camo attire, highly recommended. Montreal Army Fan Part 6. John Baptist Day, Friday, June 24th at Studio 303, 9475 Mayor, Montreal. See you there. I'll be Fed Part 6.
March! Come on, pick your heels up.
Montreal, my city, 8:06 in the morning. They're telling me I missed the Omarion, that Mario battle. Yeah, what's the name of that song, man, that Mario had, that, you know, that classic Trace that had you guys going crazy, had the ladies going crazy. What's the name of that joint, man?
You Should Let Me Love You.
Yo, what song would wash that song? Like does Omarion have a song for that song? Because few people only needed one hit. Mario only needed that one joint.
I mean, you have you have Icebox, you have which one is it? Touch.
Yo,
like there's a few ones. I'm not gonna say wash, but that are very that no, could be on the same level.
No, Icebox was nice. Icebox was nice. Well, listen, Montreal, my city, 8:07 in the morning. I know a lot of y'all are planning events because every weekend I got 18 barbecues to go to. And I wanna know, how come you guys are not hitting up Lundy's Prop Shop? How come Chelsea Buchanan is not getting her phone ringed off the beller like Don Draper and Mad Men? So for 3 years, she's had this beautiful company. They do events. Now they're renting out things. I don't know what they're doing. They're doing all kinds of stuff. It's like a U-Haul at an event plan company. But I love event plans because I'm like, man, they're like interior designers on Red Bull. You know what I mean? Like, how do you come up with the vision, Chelsea? How do you go into a space and you know what? We're going to make it like this. All the balloons. I hate balloons, by the way. But don't worry. We learned so much about myself on this show. But the company's called Lundy's Prop Shop. We are outside, so if you're looking to do an event, and I know you are, you might want to hit up Chelsea Buchanan. 3 years. It's your third summer?
It's our third
Hold
summer.
Hold on. Bring your mic closer. Jace, bring her mic closer a little bit. Yeah, okay.
So yes. It's our third summer. This summer, actually, which is very exciting for us. We just started up one day. We were just thinking, what could we do to make extra money at the beginning of the pandemic? And like I had mentioned, I went to LaSalle College for event planning. Mm-hmm. So obviously doing events and renting out event rentals is very similar.
Yeah.
We just decided to start Lundy's Prop Shop one day, just like that. And it's been a success ever since, thankfully.
I want to know, why do you take this on? I hate planning my trip to the cleaners. You're doing events for people. Why do you take on this stress, the struggle? Black people, you know, we're going to talk about this for a minute. We're going to digress about it.
Yeah.
We got to talk about the black people deposit.
We got
to talk about the deposit. It's as if you're a black business and you ask, and a black person wants to solidify your service, and you mention the deposits, like they're allergic to it.
Yeah.
But if a Caucasian person tells them, nobody thinks nothing wise, so
yep.
Nothing about it.
Definitely.
We got to talk about the deposit, but like, why would you take on everybody stress event planning. Even though I know, I guess the money shot for you will be when the event's done and you see it, your creation done the way you want it done. But why would you take on that stress?
So, like I said, I studied event planning at LaSalle College for about 2 years. And that we've, in my family, my friends, we always do events. I mean, you know, black people or ethnic people, anything to have a party. It's, you know, oh my God, it's Wednesday, barbecue, you know, so.
We have a few barbecues today.
Exactly, exactly. So I was like, well, since we're always renting things and since we're always outsourcing, why not just be the source? So that's where it started. And like I had mentioned, I didn't want to be the actual person that is like writing down everything for the events from A to Z, but I wanted to be in the mix. So I was like, how can I be in the mix without having to be the one that's like running around looking for vendors? So I was like, let me be the vendor. So that's kind of where it started. And for us, it just makes sense that like, nobody wants to own a bouncy house or own a tent or 500 tables or chairs. So why not be the person that supplies it to them? And that's kind of where the vision started. And then it took off from then.
Listen, I want you to do an event right now. I just want to see what you can do. I'm going to let Tracy go in a second. How do the price range, like how does this work? You know, I'm somebody, I want Lundy's Prop Shop to do my event. Yep. Walk me through that process.
So depending on what you want to rent, we have all different prices. So we have everything from tables, from chairs, bouncy houses, wedding supplies. And we really have a range of everything. So it kind of fits everyone's budget. So like the bouncy houses start from anywhere from $200 to $250. So it's really budget friendly also.
Can I just rent the bouncy house like just for me? Can I just rent it for personal use? Like, I don't want to do a party. I just want to rent your bouncy house and just look at it.
Right.
I'm going to put it right there in the hood, right in front of my building.
Right.
I just want to rent the bouncy house.
For sure.
What color is it?
We got an Avengers one I think would fit you perfect.
Well, listen, man. I'll call my Franklin Armstrong. Strong guys here.
Right?
You know, I'm gonna do it. Would that be crazy? You go to the guy's house, Tracy. He's got a bouncy house in front of him.
Right?
You got kids? He's like, no.
No.
Yeah.
We should definitely have one for adults, though. Well, I feel like I haven't done one, like, haven't been on one in a while.
Honestly, our bouncy houses are so big and such good quality that adults can go on them, too. They're not the little, you know, little shitty Fisher-Price ones. They're the good, big industrial ones. So you could definitely go in there, do a few flips, have a few drinks, turn up.
See, this is my only thing. You know, continuing my rant about kids. One of my PTSDs was the bouncy house with the kids that had the smelly socks, Tracy.
Oh, yeah.
If the socks are not on, you can't even come close to my bouncy house.
Yeah, exactly.
If your socks are not fresh. If your kids is coming to a play date with my future child.
For sure.
I'm going to be one of those parents inspecting all the kids'
right?
socks.
Let me see the bottom of your socks.
No, Sales is laughing. You can't come to my house for a play date with my child with regular socks. That'd be a new
right?
batch
right?
when you come to my house.
You should then give them to them at the party.
Exactly. Start a sock supply system.
Right,
you know, something like that.
Right there at the door.
Right?
No, we got
you. Let me see the bottom of your foot, boy.
Once I invested in the socks next to the door, I'm not even going to ask you that question. Off top, you're taking off your socks.
Right?
These socks are gone.
Right? Exactly. Smart.
So I have a question for you because it is a family business and this is something that I truly believe in and want to encourage. How was it to manage, you know, how is it to manage a family business? Because you're not the only one taking decisions and, you know, having a certain vision for the business. So how is that going?
Well, I definitely am the decision maker. I'll just put that out there.
You are on the thing. Yeah. Yeah. Yo, we have a dictionary. They're making a black dictionary. You think they're going to put E in it?
Yeah.
But there's different variations to the E, right? There's the Jamaican one and there's the Toronto E, right?
Yeah.
Yo, listen, man, they need to call me, man. I need to be in on right? the black dictionary. We'll put Chelsea's face on the cover.
Exactly.
Of it. We'll move the black dictionary like a Jet magazine.
Right?
Throw your face on everything.
No, I definitely am the decision maker, but obviously dealing with family, you know, it was me and my son's father that started it originally. And we have our nephew and my brother-in-law that helps us every weekend. So, I mean, I personally think it's good with family. Sometimes it's a little hard to be like, well, I told you to be here at this time. Where are you? And blah, 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 you know, but overall, I rather work with family and break bread with family than anyone else. So that aspect is very good. And the name, actually, Lundy's Prop Shop. Lundy is our 7-year-old son. Mm-hmm. So our vision is basically just to make it as successful as possible, and then one day hand it down to him and our future baby as well. So that's basically the vision. So we all kind of collide on that, which is really good.
Which is amazing. Yeah. I love to hear that. So what are some of the maybe exciting items that you're going to have that you could be promoting for this summer? Because we have a bunch of holidays, a few ones. Today we have Canada Day. I feel like we have holidays. I feel like
Chelsea should bring the bouncy house for the special. Sorry,
I got
sorry,
you.
Sorry to digress here, guys. My mind is really in one place. We're doing the 4-hour special next Friday. It's my birthday next.
Oh, nice.
Next Saturday.
Okay.
I feel like y'all should just come with a bounce
for sure.
You're laughing. I feel. Yeah. Watch how many grown men from the hood are gonna pay $5 to jump the bouncy house.
Listen.
As adults, man, we gotta let loose, man.
For sure.
You know, there's something freeing about being in the bounce house and jumping around.
There's a basketball net.
Trying to touch. Oh, shit's over.
Yeah.
I want the smoke. I want 1-on-1 with Big Will. No, hold on. Listen, I don't know what he's saying in the back. You better grab a mic, nigga. I want 1-on-1 with Big Will in the bouncy house.
Yep.
For all the friends.
Yep. Perfect.
We play Brock. I want to challenge Big Will for all the friends.
Yep.
Chelsea Buchanan, Lundy's Prop Shop. If you're doing an event, no matter what kind of event you're doing, small or big, they have the tables, the bouncy house, the backdrops, they even have tents. I want a private tent party.
Yep.
Lundy's Props got you. You can follow them on IG, Lundy's Prop Shop. Beautiful thing, Chelsea. So how deep do you want to get this one? Do you want to start talking about deposits or what?
We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. I'm there because we all know how that goes.
No, real quick before you go, you know, since you got here this early in the morning, let's talk about the customer etiquette here a little bit.
Yeah,
I have an issue, man. Me and my brother, we have a big beef. I keep telling Maddie, listen, you got to take the deposit, man.
Yeah.
He keeps telling me black people don't like to make the deposit.
They don't.
What's up with black people that make the deposit for events? I just don't get it because I'm about to put a lot of people on blast.
No, yeah. It's the deposit, and even more so, it's the deal cutting. It's like, oh, well, can I get a deal for this and can I get a deal for that? But it's like, no, if you go to Foot Locker to buy a pair of shoes, you're not getting a deal. If you go to McDonald's to buy a trio, you're not getting a deal. So it's always me battling with them to explain our worth. And it's like, no, why would I give you a deal? Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, I can't give you a deal because then the money's coming out of my pocket or my employee's pocket. So,
and you're doing the thing for free.
Exactly. It's hard labor. It's hard labor. And it's always
on. I don't want to
put up a tent.
How long does it take to put up the bouncy house, really?
The bouncy house, honestly, we've pretty much perfected it, but it would take about 10 to 15 minutes, but it's heavy. It's very heavy. So you're sweating. You're giving up your Saturday, your Sunday. So you're like, at the end of the day, I'm trying to maximize my profit here. Yeah. You know what I mean? So.
But even at that, I feel like this is not even something that should be justified. It's like it's how you value your work. And like I usually say, I tell people that if it's not in your budget, then go look for something that's within your budget.
Exactly.
But there's also a certain thing about expectations. Like I love when companies just put right up front. Price are non-negotiable.
Exactly.
Deposit is required to confirm.
That's it.
Like,
yeah. And I tell them, like, if you're not satisfied with our prices, go to one of the bigger companies and you're going to see their prices are probably double ours.
And the deposits.
And the deposit. And the transportation fee. You know, we do charge a transportation fee, but it's reasonable.
Credit cards, background check.
Yeah. I need this. I need that. You know what I mean? So it's like, listen, deal with us. You're going to be super happy. We're super professional and we take pride in our job. You know what I mean? So it's like support a local small business or go to one of the bigger companies that you're just another number and they're looking for as much money as possible. So I think we're definitely the way to go.
Lundy's Prop Shop. What's your favorite kind of event to do, Chelsea? Is it baby showers? Is it the reveal? Is it a bachelor party? What do you guys like to do?
I think it's either weddings. Just so I can always nudge my boyfriend, like, oh, look how beautiful this is.
Oh, so you want to get married?
Definitely want to get married.
Beach wedding?
Beach wedding, 100%.
Okay. 30 people? Because I'm looking at 30 people. Me.
30 people, I would be fighting with a lot of family and friends if it was only 30 people. Our gender reveal was like 60.
Wow.
So definitely a little bit more than 30, but a beach wedding 100%. And listen, it will be the best beach wedding ever.
You're a future mom. One of my biggest debates on the show, I think that people should have to pass a test to have kids.
Really? Yeah, I agree, actually.
So you actually being able to give life.
Yeah.
I just want to know if you concur with that.
I definitely do. I definitely do, because there's a lot of people that you see with children and you're like, wait, what? Like, ooh, girl, I don't know. But I mean, it's not an easy task, but it's very, very, very rewarding. But it's not for everybody. It's not for the weak. It's not for the weak.
I think planning a kids party must be the most crazy thing ever. Is that your worst kind of project to do, the kids parties?
I think it's the hardest project to plan my own kids party. Because I'm someone that's like, I go from zero and then I'm at like 5,000. And I have these ideas every day that are just like, okay, chill, he's turning one. And I'm like, yeah, but he's turning one. It's his first birthday. It has to be the best, you know? So that's how I look at everyone else's party as well. So, I mean, it's definitely tiring. But at the end of the day, when you know, see the whole thing come together, then you're super happy and it's very rewarding. So
what always amazes me about event plans, people that take a space and really, you know, put the Red Bull on it. Yes. How do you know that your vision is the vision? Like how do you know that me, Chelsea Buchanan, I have watched enough interior design. I've watched enough flip this house. I know how to make the space looks fly. How do you trust your own creativity?
I love planning parties and I feel like I know what looks good. So I just tell them, we'll rent this, we'll do this, we'll do that. And then I love to collaborate with other companies. Like my cousin and my aunt, they own a balloon company called ONL Decor. So we love to collaborate with them. And then I feel like when we do collab, that's when the vision is like amazing. And it looks so good with our rentals, their balloons. And it's just like our gender reveal was like, everyone was like, well, what are you going to do for your baby shower? This is crazy. And I'm like, oh, don't worry. I have a few things up my sleeve, you know? So I think always doing a collab with somebody is kind of what makes it like amazing. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, man, there you go. Man, I love the name of Lundy's Prop Shops. If you're doing any event, small or big, hit them up on IG, Lundy's Prop Shop.
Yes.
Oh, you want to give them the number too? You want the other website?
Our Instagram.
Give everything. Yeah. We'll take it all.
So our Instagram is lundys.prop.shop. And then our Facebook is Lundy's Prop Shop. I won't give out my number because I don't want, you know, everyone blowing up my phone. But you could definitely get at us. We'll give you a quote. We definitely will make your vision come to life. Very professional, always on time. And we take pride in what we do, like I said. So definitely a business, a go-to business for sure.
All right, there you go, my love.
I'm definitely taking this.
Yeah, of course.
Because I love to have, you know, my own, like, you know, network of people that are doing their thing and like doing it best. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to maybe seeing you next Friday.
For sure.
I'm looking forward to the bouncy house. Right? I need the bouncy house. I'm going to show my city. Keep it locked. 8:21. When we come back, a couple of days ago, it was Juneteenth. I know Canadians, blacks don't talk about this, but this is our real Independence Day. Tracy's going to do a little segment on Juneteenth. So when we come back, it's the Morning Detour on my CKT 9.3 FM.
Boop, boop. She always ride with the top down, even when it's cold outside. Ooh, she got the keys to the boutique. She don't
go, girl, girl.
Girl. I just wanna tap it, boop, boop it one time. Ooh, just give me one night, I can make her mine. Cause I know she done came a long way, and she don't want drinks no more. Been bringing no dough to the table. Ooh, you know that your bank account big. Come back on the weekend, you ain't able. Ooh, she gon' be like, I got it. Pull $1,000 out of side pocket. Ooh, that little bit of drink. Look like a skyrocket, poppin'. Ooh. She don't want a drink, she want the rent paid. Ooh. She don't pay for nothing, she just get paid. I like that. She don't even need me to try. Ooh. She pull up in the Rari with the roof up. Ooh. I'm just buying drinks, you're doing too much. I like that. She don't even need me to buy her nothing. Right. She got money in her. Right. What you think?
Buzz it. What you think about that? Every- every band I'm throwing on stage, I got in my name all that. And I ain't throwing 20s or 10s, I'm out here paying rent and all that. And I thought I could get the dime, but I'ma get the ace. Just to run it up and see everybody's face. When they bring the checks, oh, I can sign my name. I might have to face all that. And I tell the valet, bring my phone to the front, yeah, yeah. I'm getting it solo, I got it solo. Let the cameras hit my diamond cause, yeah, yeah. I got them rocks solo, I got it solo. It's real ball style fly shit. I ain't the passenger, I'm the pilot.
Boop, boop. If you really need to leave in the middle of the night, alright. Go, girl, go, go.
You know those vibes already. Say Jean-Baptiste weekend. I know some of y'all was at Tropical last night. This is the only plug I'll ever do for this restaurant. This guy knows the only black home places open yesterday. I know some of y'all was at Tropical last night. Oh, yeah. You're waking up in all the wrong places. God knows, I can't wait to be married, man. Move away from those late nights. T-Pain, man, can't wait to have you on the show, man. The Morning Detour, the Mind CKT 9.3 FM. This is Urban Radio. We are the streets.
Yeah. You can leave me on red just so that you won't need me to fall back. I'm not trying to text you and stress you because you don't even need all that. Who's that dude? It's cool if it's just a friend. Obviously, you can do what you want to. Cause in the end, it's not bothering me. I'm cool with that. That. Your ass so fat, I can't even stay mad at that. Yeah, you're way too fine. I'd be out of my mind. Relax. I got enough good reasons. It's cuffing season, that's facts. You keep doing me wrong, I'm still rooting you on like go big, go, go, go.
Seven ain't easy.
Like go big, go, go, go. You know I'ma be rooting you on like go big, go, go, go.
Seven ain't easy.
Cause I'm cool with that, 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 with that.
She keep asking me what we are. I'm not trying to do relationships. I'm just trying to have some relations quick. And I know that she don't wanna be alone tomorrow. I was already planning on dicking her down, but she made sure that I be sticking around. She told me to stand up in it all. I wasn't ready for it, but now she getting on top and she ain't gonna stop. Got her hands on the headboard. Oh, we ain't got a plan. Wait a minute. She in love with me. I knew I couldn't trust me. And now she got a hold of my gun, shooting up. Maybe I'm just thinking out loud. You know that I wanna give it to you right now. But if you keep on putting it down, I'm shooting up the club. Shout it, it's getting out of hand. I know you want me to be your man, but you need to understand. Shooting up the club, I need you to get up.
Get up,
baby, let me think. You know I ain't shooting blanks, but you damn sure pull my trigger.
My trigger.
Show me where the camera at. This shit better be a prank. Oh, probably need a shot of liquor. You know I can go again. Now she know I can't quit her. She looked at me and she took my hand and she told me to stand up in it. I wasn't ready for it, but now she getting on top and she ain't gonna stop. Got her hands on the headboard. Oh, we ain't got a plan. Wait a minute. I think she in love with me. I knew I couldn't trust, bitch. But now she got a hold of my gun, shooting up. Want me to be your man, but you need to understand I'm shooting up the club, club. Maybe I'm just thinking out loud. You know that I wanna give it to you right now. But if you keep on putting it down, I'm shooting up, shooting up, shooting up, shooting up.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, I'm jealous. You know, low-key, G-Flex be singing on his show. I ain't got bars for you guys. I'm locked in like a Jordan release date. You don't have to wait. Kaya Pesh is in the building. The Woodsman. Jesus, because I didn't even get a chance to offer Terry a glass of the pure white. Good morning, sir. This boy left the woods early this morning. Did you sleep under a bridge last night, Mr. Kaya Pesh? I'm going to let you guys know early. This guy, only the meditation coach will come on the bike. This guy, Fimo Mitchell, coming up next. Before we get into that, okay, that's the bounce. A couple days ago, it was Juneteenth, and I felt it was important that we talked about it. I know a lot of you Canadians, a lot of you black Canadians are not really versed in what Juneteenth is about. So I told my good friend Tracy Paul, come on the show and tell us all about it. And we still got Chelsea here from Lundy's Prop Shop. So things are going on. So Tracy, what is Juneteenth?
Well, Juneteenth is one of the most important anniversaries to African Americans. And in my opinion, especially as a black person, it's important to acknowledge it, even if you do not celebrate it. So Juneteenth honors the date, which is June 19, 1865. And that was when the last Confederate community of enslaved Africans in Texas mm-hmm. received word that they had been freed from bondage. At the time, there was Union General Gordon Granger, led the unit. He led the unit in Galveston and then would ensure the proclamation was enforced. So, of course, at the time, like, angry slave owners would make it easy for black people to be freed. And so some of those who were freed or attempted to get free were attacked and killed. Eventually, the proclamation assured that the last 250,000, so there was still 250,000 African Americans who were forcibly enslaved and tortured to be finally free. Later on, it would lead to the end of slavery that same year in December. So
what a year.
I know, eh?
No, but hold on. I hope people don't get the NAACP is going to come for me this morning, I promise you. Imagine me and a slave back in those times, and they come and say, hey, listen, man, it's done. Imagine that party. No bouncy house. They didn't invent that shit yet. There's no tiki bar. Imagine the party, you being a black slave your whole life, and say, yo, sales, you good now. That party on the farm with the chitlin and all of that. that blue glass that night down by the lake. Ah, boy. That probably be crazy. I would have died early in slavery time.
Yeah, I would have been
popping up.
My
off
mouth
the
is
mouth.
Too big.
Yeah, I would have made it off the boat, Chelsea.
No, same.
They would have got rid of me early, Big
yeah,
Will.
Same.
You know, right off the side. Me and DJ Maddie, I'm holding on to Maddie like Rose in the Titanic trying to survive. I would have been gone early. Yeah, I watched 12 Years of Slave and I cried. I said, that couldn't be me.
No,
same. I don't have 1 year of slave in me.
Oh, yeah. Seriously, and you know, speaking of that, even in, you know, being freed, you would think, yeah, they would celebrate.
Yeah.
At first, celebration would often involve helping newly freed black people to learn about either their voting rights or try to find housing or family members that were also enslaved and separated from. Now, you know us. It involves cookouts, parades, church services, musical performances, and a bunch of public events around the country. And you hear me say that, you would think, damn, like, we've been celebrating for over 100 years. No, shockingly enough, if you ask me, it was only recognized as a federal holiday in June 2021, which is last year, when current President Joe Biden signed the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act into law. So that was, to me, it's crazy. Wow. Can you believe that?
No, only what I can believe, and on top of that, you have people, I don't know what to name it, but you have companies, I think Walmart had it, but you have companies that try to brand Juneteenth.
Oh, for sure.
And it's a white company that they actually own the brand to it.
Yep.
They actually own Juneteenth. Every time you say Juneteenth, they get a cut of the
stick. Stop.
Yeah. So, and they had put that request in before it became a federal holiday.
Wow.
So they got, yo, you have to know about these things.
Thinking ahead.
They branded our own shit.
This is.
They won't even say, you know what, man, we'll let a black corporation or black company get the rights to Juneteenth.
Nah.
And then they want to come out with these Juneteenth ice creams and all stuff like that. It's crazy.
It is
crazy. How do you rape and pillage a group of people, ostracize them, treat them like lesser than, and then when they finally get their freedom and they get something for them, you want to brand that freedom?
Yeah, that's
how
horrible.
Do you own my freedom and you are the oppressor?
That's crazy.
When you wrap your head around it, you understand this world is filthy. That's why, Chelsea, we forgot to ask you, are you coming to Mars with us? Because, you know, we're terraforming Mars. Like all jokes aside. Like, see?
To Mars.
See, you see?
To
you
Mars.
See? This is that institutionalized racism I'm talking about in education. They don't make black kids believe in space.
I know.
Enough black people
they
don't like Star Wars.
They have their own agenda.
Yeah.
Chelsea, they're really terraforming Mars. You know what terraforming means?
No, I don't.
They're making it ready, inhabitable for human, yeah, for human beings.
Okay, I've heard that.
We're going. Me and RG Music, we carved up a continent for ourselves. It's called Marfrica. Only BIPOC. You got to be black or a minority to go there.
Okay. That's a thing, for sure.
There's no Soca, unfortunately.
There's no Soca. Honestly, that's okay. Don't hate me, Trini people, baby. But it's okay.
We don't worry
about okay.
I know. No.
I love one Soca song and one. Then I'm done.
One and done on the Soca.
One and done with the Soca. Love my Trini people, though.
So about that, it's obvious Juneteenth is entrenched in American history, and so it's not officially observed here in Canada. However, Black Lives Matter Canada co-founder Cyrus Marcus Ware said that Juneteenth was a day for all people to come together and work towards meaningful change. And he also added, and I thought that was interesting, he said, because blackness has no borders, because the concept of U.S. and Canada was a colonial created construct, we know that the celebration of emancipation is felt all throughout North America and therefore should be highlighted. Food for thought, no? Do you celebrate, or would you if it was observed here?
I want the whole thing to be shut down, but we have a prime minister that's saying he wants to get rid of multiculturalism, and yeah. All I've ever heard in my life is multiculturalism. Now he wants to get rid of multiculturalism. He wants to do interculturalism and put the emphasis on Quebec culture. What is Quebec culture?
Yeah, really.
I've been asking this for months now. What defines Quebec? Because I'm born in Quebec.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm born in Montreal. So what? You okay? So let's just do poutine fest for 2 months then. Yeah.
We do have a poutine.
It's on right now,
yeah,
actually.
We do have a poutine.
But what identifies Francophones as Francophones? Like, what is Quebec culture? What makes us Quebec? Because my mom came here. I'm born in Quebec.
Yeah.
So am I not a Quebecer because my parents has a West Indian background? Like, he's not going into that conversation. But yeah, even before we get into that, what are these values that they think are going to be infringed on? What are these values they think is going to be erased? What is it to be a white Quebecer in Quebec?
It's definitely a conversation to have, and it's always been a conversation at a surface level that has so much depth and should be discussed and, like, not even debated, but just bring some facts to the conversation so we could get to it. But, you know, whatever. It is what it
Maybe
is.
Maybe FEMO
here.
Got the answer. I'm going to have to meditate on this a little bit. But, you know what I mean? I say all this to say, like, I know some of us in the black community. I know some of us don't get along. I know some of us, we have our own differences with each other. But at some point, we're going to have to come back together because this is getting really crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
They literally, the Prime Minister, François Legault, of our province, literally said, there's no systemic racism in Quebec.
Oh, my
and
God.
And any one of you guys, as black people listening to me right now, have dealt with racism on some kind of level.
Yeah.
Then he goes further now. He wants to give it a multiculturalism. Like, at some point, we're going to have to band together.
No, that's crazy.
Listen, guys, I tell you guys every week, we're only 10% of the population. They don't give two Fs about black people.
Of course.
In Quebec. We need some of you white allies to get down with us, man. we need a few white allies.
It's a call for white allies, but...
No, not only white allies, Tracy. I'm going to go a step further this morning, the morning detour. I need some of the Indian community as well, man. I need some of the Indian community. Give me a little corner of the Indian community. A little corner of the Filipino community. I think we'll be all right.
Yeah.
Us as black people, we cannot do this fight alone. Definitely. But, I'm going to meditate on it, Chelsea. Fimo Mitchell's coming up next. We're going to play some music. It's a beautiful thing, man. Juneteenth. But, Tracy, they should make this a national holiday in Quebec,
definitely,
in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to fight just for Black History Month.
Yeah,
we'll never get Juneteenth.
Yeah.
Never.
And I hope we get to observe it in the future together. And, at the end of the day, it's a day to commemorate the hardships endured by our ancestors. And to me, at least, it's a symbol of empowerment, resilience, and progress.
Yeah.
So on this note, I wish you guys a happy belated Juneteenth. And I would love for the people watching us on YouTube to tell us, how do they celebrate it, or how would they?
I would love to know that. I was going to email my boss this year, but I'm so busy on my days running teachers, so I forgot it was Juneteenth. But next year, I'm taking it off. And let my white boss tell me it's not a real holiday. It's a real holiday.
Yeah, it is. We're taking it off, and we're having Chelsea.
We're having a barbecue. We're having a pop shop.
Yes.
The summer can done, Montreal. Without me doing an event with Chelsea's Bouncy House from Lundy's Prop Shop.
Yep.
Yes.
I need
Let's
the Bouncy House.
For sure. We'll be here.
But you know the rules,
guys. Hit
us
up.
You guys know how I'm doing.
Fresh socks only.
I'm making a sign. FEMA looking at me. He crazy. You rode in here on a bike. Wait till I get Fimo Mitchell on. He done been in the hills with the shaman and the guru healers in India and China. He think he knows something. What do you think, you Brad Pitt in 12 Years of Tibet? What's the movie called Lost in Tibet? Fimo Mitchell's the worst, man. I'm going to tell you. And on top of it, Chelsea, he wants to write books. He wants to write graphic books. This guy's crazy. Phil Mitchell is the one, man. Chelsea Buchanan, I appreciate you. Thank you for being on Morning
Lundy's
Detour.
Yes, Lundy's Prop Shop. Hit us up.
Hit them up. Deposit, please. Deposit, please.
I know negotiations.
Yes, exactly.
Pay us in full. Paid in full. Hashtag. Yes. Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Anytime. The Morning Detour. The MyCKT 9.3 FM. Coming up next, you got Meditation Guru to the Stars and myself, Phil Mitchell, coming up next.
Hey.
There's only one more chase. Nobody's this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
Our only drug is hip hop.
We love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hey, DJ Mosky, let's get it.
Let's get it.
We the champions here in Los Angeles. We doing numbers. Bringing home victory straight out the huddle. I met the plug, introduced to my brother. My squad superior, ain't none above us. We doing numbers. Gang in the building, we taking it over. Call the promoters. I just put up in this thing with my soldiers. I blew it up and I'm still sober. Last minute, I'ma need me some. Call up Khalifa. Brandon McQueen in the Super Bowl 56 right here in LA. TGOD, baby, no, that's a gang gang. Crazy girls after the game. We going honest, we going insane. Pouring this liquor out. Yeah, homies got me pouring this stick out. We get awards where we give God the glory. I'm shooting my shot most times. I be scoring. Do this for my city. I bring on the truck. Feel like Freddie Mercury. We are the champions. Here in Los Angeles. We doing numbers. Bringing home victory straight out the huddle. I'm at the plug, introduced to my brother. My squad superior, ain't none above us. We doing numbers. Gang in the building, we taking it over. Feeling like
Hold on. You know, we only do new music. Much y'all, my
DJ Mosky, let's get it.
I got Trey Paul in the building.
We the champions.
Hey.
Here in Los Angeles.
Next week, 4-hour special.
We doing numbers.
The Morning Detour pull up. DJ Kick, 674 in the building. I must be an issue, baby. The Guardians of the Galaxy.
We doing
DJ Manny, the ones and twos. Moon Chaser. Let it go.
Call the promoters. I just put up in this thing with my soldiers. I blew it up and I'm still sober. Last minute, I'ma need me some. Call up Khalifa. Brandon McQueen in the Super Bowl 56 right here in LA. TGOD, baby, no, that's a gang gang. Crazy girls after the game. We throwing hundreds, we going insane. Pouring this liquor out. Yeah, homies got me pouring this liquor out.
Than round trips, she's the spine on my flicks. He admiring my drip. Check what I do to check the clear two. Pull up like a drive through, so check your rear view. Care how long it take to get an op back. Or my outside steak, three out back. I don't care how long it take to get an
op back.
Or my
outside
steak, three
out back.
Tell him I need
Yeah. Tell them again, baby. If you are now part of our conglomerate, Big Will and Friends, we got events all summer. July 22nd. I think it's sold out. No, Big Will got to come back on here and let us know what it's popping. Ha! Ah! Baby. Tracy Paul, let's go. 8:43 in the morning. Shout out to all the love. I see all y'all hitting me up on the IG, on the social medias. We appreciate you. I can't wait till we're outside that way. I can't wait till we're syndicated across the country, man. Tracy Paul, you know how I do things. So, I don't know if you guys know, Oh. Oh. Drinking his long ass intros. I was about to get Fimo in here a little bit. Hold on, we get to teach you. All right, let them vibe.
Lifestyle she respect. Hey, two sprinters to Quebec. Cherie, who am on back? They only giving niggas plus one, so I never pull up to the mat. Homer hanging on my neck. The bracelet matches a set. My brother name is Tigna Dollar. Stop all that back and forth over the net. My mama wish I would've went corporate. She wish I would've went exec. I still turn to a CEO, so the lifestyle she respect. Hey, two sprinters to Quebec. Cherie, who am on back? They only giving niggas plus one, so I never pull up to the Met. You know I gotta bring the set. You know I gotta bring the G block. You know I gotta bring the D block. Cause you know how sticky it get. Hey.
Big up yourself, Montreal, my city. You know how we do things. Now, you guys know, we're familiar. My buddy and I have a bunch of depression, contemplated suicide. And one of the brothers that brought me back, as well with Khan Booba, was meditation teacher, a writer, and podcast host. He's an author, Mr. Fimo Mitchell. Now, Fimo walked me back from a dark place mentally. He taught me how to quiet the noise in my brain, Tracy. I've never had a quiet moment in my mind ever. But I did many sessions. I actually took part in one of your programs where every morning we got up at 6:45 and he had a meditation buddy. I haven't talked to her in a while. I don't know if you thought. I'm about to see you. I got to shoot CEO a call. But, man, meditating with you, Mr. Fimo Mitchell, has got me through some dark places, man. You have an open door policy on any of my platforms, anywhere I go in life, till I DIE, man. I appreciate you. Montreal City, one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. Listen, he's lived in China for over a decade. He sat down with shamans and meditation gurus and coaches all over the world. He's lived in the hills. He's been a minimalist. He did the whole quiet thing, Tracy, where they don't talk for like 10, 15 days.
No way. When I
do it, they're going to have to give me $1 million when I finish that. But I want to bring, as I say, close friend of mine, my savior, one of my saviors, Mr. Fimo Mitchell. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. Thank you. That's quite a welcome. That's quite a welcome. Thank you.
We want to make people feel nice, like Aunt Jemima pancakes in the morning. I want to make your tummy warm. It's the Monadito, baby.
Thank you.
So welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Show.
Yeah, it's good to be here live.
Well, listen, I think I've only had you on my podcast. I don't think I've ever had you on the morning show.
No,
live.
No. Yeah, this is a different, there's Hennessy here. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you done said it already. It ain't none they don't know.
Oh, okay, okay.
It ain't none they don't know.
I'm like, man, I'm tempted. No, I'm joking.
Look, I can't believe these meditation guys, Trace. I don't know if they're fasting. You don't eat meat, right?
No.
You're missing out.
But today, I used to eat meat. I just stopped
eating
meat.
So you know what you're missing?
Yeah, I know what I'm missing. Well, I stopped eating meat like 8 years ago. Maybe, it's too long. But today is a fast day, so there's no food until supper. Like, okay. I stopped eating yesterday.
I feel like your life has too much rules. For somebody but let's be honest. Nobody wants to have an honest conversation with you inner peace people. I'm prejudiced, Tracy. Don't judge me. You inner peace people make me sick, but we'll get into that. In 2020, you founded When the Village Meditates. Yeah. I think we need When the Planet Meditates. Yeah. It's a nonprofit dedicated to providing meditation programs, discussion groups, and wellness retreats for racialized and marginalized people. I think it's very necessary. I think within our culture, we don't speak out enough. Mm.
Yeah.
I like how there's a segment of this young generation, young black activists, young blacks, period, are a little bit more open, a little bit more vocal.
Right.
One of the things that I think is important on my platform is to really have these conversations with people. Even though I know in the morning it's a little bit heavy, it makes a lot of people feel a little bit uncomfortable. Yeah. I think what you're doing is vital. I think it's important. And I think it's very necessary for our culture.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it. So let's start off with When the Village Meditates. What's that all about? How can people be a part of it?
Hey, listen, to join, we want everyone to join.
It's not free, guys. We're taking deposit for the village. Chelsea, we're taking deposit for the village, too.
I mean, I tell you what, though. There is a free membership. And why there's a free membership is because I know I didn't grow up with much money. Our parents, my parents didn't have a whole lot, right? So, but everyone should have access to these resources. Yeah. Everyone. And so there's free membership, but then there's membership per month and there's per year as well. And that gives you access to morning meditation, which is every morning at 7 a.m. And then Saturdays at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
8 a.m. on Saturday. But people show up.
No, I did
people
it.
Show up
Tracy,
on Saturday.
I did it. I did two sessions because my life's kind of busy. I had to do two sessions. It's cool. What I loved about your meditation sessions early in the morning, yo, it's a good vibe. You get yourself, you really center yourself. You really immerse yourself. Like I thought it was all hocus pocus until you and I sat down and we talked and we did it. And what's cool is that you have a meditation buddy. So even outside of meditation, you have this person that you've never met. And then you guys have this kind of journey that you guys are taking together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think there's something special about that.
Yeah. Yeah. What you're talking about is the path. And we're going to do that again in September. We're going to launch it. It's called The Path.
Look how he says it. The Path.
The Path.
I've done The Path twice. I think I got a certificate for it as well.
I did send you one with a capital P, The Path. It's 12 weeks. It's 3 months. It's every day you see my face. And but you know what? The whole goal of The Path is so that you learn how to incorporate a mindfulness practice into your daily, your hectic life. And that's what we all need. At the end of the day, like, whether you have 5 minutes or 10 minutes in the morning or 20 minutes, as long as you set aside some time just to come back to yourself, just to get in tune with your breath. Yeah. I mean, without breath, we don't have life. But many of us have no clue what our breath is like, you know, because we're busy doing things. And so just take a moment just to, like, I'm breathing, I know I'm breathing. You do that, and voila. You know.
See, so that's something that I want to talk about, because I do feel like meditation is a form of therapy. Already mental health is a topic that has been talked about in the past few years that is very important to bring up, because we keep a lot of things inside. And that for black people, I'm going to speak about black people that are very resilient.
Yeah, talk on them, Tracy.
You know? there's this thing where we have difficulty addressing certain things that we're going through.
Yep.
And so meditation is maybe the first step towards, you know, having maybe therapy. But how do you get into meditation? Like, what would be the first step? You're at home and you're not ready maybe to get into one of your programs. Someone is not ready to get into one of your programs because, you know, they feel intimidated or anything. What can you do at home to begin that journey of meditation and mindfulness?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to, I would start with an affirmation. Before I even close my eyes, I would start with, I love and accept myself just as I am. You know, it's not enough people that do that. You know, start with an affirmation. Just affirm who you are. I love and accept myself as I am. And start there. And then, if it feels comfortable, you close your eyes. And, you know, the breath is kind of like a bridge between the body and the mind. So start by just noticing your breathing. You don't have to do anything special with it. Just notice your breathing. And, you know, your mind, while you're noticing your breathing, your mind's going to go somewhere else, because the mind is a problem solver or a problem creator. And so the mind's going to get caught up in some drama. But you are not the mind. And that's, I can't say that enough. You are not the mind, in the same way you are not the body. And so if you're not the mind, you're not the body.
Who are you?
Who are you? Well, in meditation, you get to experience a bit of yourself. I'm not going to tell you who you are. I think truth is something. I think art, I think meditation, all this stuff should point you towards a truth. And you have to experience it. And so this is not about religion. You know, this is about you having experience with yourself. Not the way you think you are. Because we all create an image of ourselves, right? And we present it to others. And when someone offends that image, we get offended. When someone says something bad about it, we get offended. I know when I get defensive, it's because someone says something against some image that I created. But you can't really, who I truly am doesn't need to defend anything, doesn't need to prove anything.
Or be validated.
Who you truly are. You know, so in meditation, I always say you experience yourself and your environment as you are and not as you think you are. And there's a huge difference.
Okay. Give it to him one more time. Give him one more time.
Big gem.
Big gems right there, boy.
Yeah, in meditation, you experience yourself as you are rather than how you think you are. You know, that's a big, you know, many times we look outside, we see the street, and there's a reality out there. But a lot of times we're not really experiencing reality. We're experiencing our perspective.
Yeah, or perception of reality.
Of reality. And that is a huge difference. You know, that's a huge difference. And it's tough for us as black people because we have to have an armor in order to make it through this. You talked about Le Girl earlier.
Yeah.
We have to have an armor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in order to experience yourself, you have to also remove that armor and become vulnerable. So
yeah, Bappy ain't trying to do that.
Yeah, like we're like
the man's up on the block ain't trying to do that, but that is a necessary step if you're gonna get true fulfillment and you get full circle yourself. And that's the trepidation a lot of black people have.
Yeah, you can't remove that, like, because it's impossible to experience yourself if you're holding up some armor.
I did it. It's very horrible, people. It's a horrible thing. But the rewards is worth it. Yeah. But that process, I felt like Pookie and New Jack when he was kicking the drugs. It was like, boy, all these feelings, all these unresolved issues, God damn it. Oh, yo, female took me to some places, some dark depths.
You know, I got a question for that, because we're talking about black people, and I feel like a lot of what you're saying, Fimo, is something that women have maybe have it easier in a way to access or to be open-minded about that. Mm. You have a specific program for men. You know, Weezy, you're saying like it was difficult. Like, talk about that, because I feel like men should, like, this is something that we should drill in the heads of our brothers. Like, it's important. Your mental health matters.
Yeah, I mean, but the biggest thing is that at the same time, we tell men you have to secure the bag. Mm. And so
it's a lot of things you gotta do.
So I'm just saying, like, we have to also make sure men realize, all right, but I gotta take care of me first as well. And that's not selfish. You know, it's not selfish to take care of me, you know. Mm-hmm. And not just to have nice biceps or whatnot. I mean, to take care of
your inner
yourself,
you. I was just going to say, to be someone that was skeptical of the meditation, of the whole energy thing, and someone that's done the program, I think the toughest part, like, I think a lot of black men, when they hear talking about, oh, you know, got to be vulnerable, they're thinking, like, oh, my gosh, I got to talk about all my emotions. But it's deeper than just emotions. Mm. It speaks to what you were talking about before. When you meditate, when you get to a oneness with yourself, you're understanding who you are. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Not this facade, not this thing you're trying to pretend. And a lot of people cannot face that truth. Now, the extra step that, you know, you got to pay FEMA to get to was that once you figure out who you are and you don't like that image of yourself, your inner self, you can change that.
Yeah.
But you can only get that once you understand what you're working with.
Right.
And I think a lot of people have trouble getting there because they think, oh, I just got to open up my emotions. It's deeper than that.
It's deep.
When you come really one, I've done the program for you, and I've been to these depths, you really understand who you are. Yeah. And at that point, you make a decision, okay, do I like this person or do I want to improve on this person? Yeah. But you can't know what person you are until you go there.
And you also exercise a lot of self-compassion. You know, like, so I always tell people come to meditate with me, always be patient and kind with yourself. Always. Always.
Yeah, he says that all the time.
Like, always. And especially when you feel you don't deserve it. We have this weird, we live in a society where everything is like, you deserve, these people deserve this, these people don't deserve that. No. You have inherent worth. And so you always deserve grace. Mm-hmm. You always deserve love. You're always worthy of these things. But that inner critic, which we all have, at times, you know you messed up. Those times, we've all had moments where we've messed up.
Oh, God knows.
Right? And you're like, and what do? You hide. Shame, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, no. Feel that shame. But at the same time, and that's where meditation comes in. When you meditate for a while, there's going to be some unpleasant stuff that comes up. The question is, can you sit with that unpleasantness? Can you sit with the pleasant as well?
Yeah. Speak about that. Like, one of our first sessions, one of the two things I wanted to get down with was to quiet the noise. Another thing, too, he was talking about the balance between things. Mm. That, I would, real quick before you go, I want you to talk about what you and I spoke about when you, the bad feelings, like, you kind of have to, like, sit through it and you have to work through it. Because a lot of people don't understand, like, you have to feel it.
Yeah.
Life is about a balance. They don't call it a yin-yang because it's a cool thing or it's a cool little token to have back in the early 90s.
Right.
You have to sit with the uncomfortable emotions so that you can appreciate the good emotions. Like, you have to sit with it. A lot of people try to go around it or not sit with it or avoid it and bury it.
Yeah.
And then it comes out and it's gonna come up as repressed resentment.
The word is equanimity, like balance of the mind.
Wow.
Fimo, we're gonna put that in
a
our
new word.
We have we're a game learning. Now. We have a new game we play. The only game we play on the show now. It's called the Adult Spelling Bee. You're gonna need to text me that word, because that's the word. Me and Maddie's gonna use that to death. No one's gonna win the TV. No one's gonna win that shit. Don't even say it again. I'm gonna use it next. Don't say it again.
Balance of the mind. So balance of the mind is key, because if you're able, throughout our day, right, we're gonna have things that make us feel good, make us feel not so good, and things that are neutral. Our mind's gonna process the world in three different ways. And so when you meditate, you're gonna have all those types of experience. Usually when we see something that's neutral, we overlook it, we ignore it. We've gone to work the same way. We don't really pay attention to stuff, it's neutral. But when we see something that's pleasant, that feels good, we cling to it. We want this thing forever, a la Drake. I'm cool, I swear.
Honestly, never mind.
but
I do radio, baby.
But the thing is, you know, like wanting something forever, you're clinging to it. That's, you know, and then when something is unpleasant, we're aversion. We run from it. Those reactions is what causes so much mental suffering. Mm. So much of what we go through, the anxiety, depression, all that, is based on how we react to just life.
Yeah.
And so it's learning how to sit through that. And if you learn how to sit through that, you learn how to ride these waves, man, it doesn't matter what Lugo has to say. You fight, but you're not going to be... He's not gonna rock you off your off your balance.
No, no, no.
Lucy, I was gonna say the word.
No, Lucy, you could swear. Nobody called him.
No,
out.
He was a swear.
Man, your Fimo came with the gems this morning. It's just like you telling Louise, we need 4 hours.
Yeah.
You see, it's just like that. We're done. Now, if you want to follow Fimo, let them know how they can follow you. Let them know real quick all the different things that you have going
when
on.
When the Village meditates, I don't run the account, so it's actually doing well. because my personal Instagram, I'm not really much of a Instagrammer, but. When the Village Meditates, follow it. When the Village Meditates, that's the account to follow. When the Village Meditates on Facebook as well, YouTube, but I don't think anything's on there yet.
Maybe this is going to be on there.
Yeah, there you go. So When the Village Meditates, visit whenthevillagemeditates.com to join, sign up. We'd love to have you. And yes, go inward. It's the greatest journey you'll ever go on.
Thank you.
It's an interesting journey. I'll say that. Montreal this weekend. Catch us this Sunday. Rhythm and Brunch. Get the tickets. It's in our
living room. What's the matter? Is everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. KKUT 90.3 FM.
Bonjour. Gilles Vignon. Vous écoutez la radio communautaire CQUT à ses 90.3 FM. Oui.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
And good morning and welcome. This is Jazzmuck.
Pour vous, est-ce que c'est important de parler français?
Ah bah absolument, je suis française. à vrai dire, bon bah moi je connais pas le dialecte québécois. Donc je les comprends difficilement. Et j'aimerais bien qu'on s'adresse à moi en français.